Your body knows how to be healthy. I'm your host, Martha Blessing, and this is the Place to Be Free podcast, a show that is passionately devoted to illuminating the potential within you. We're shaking up and breaking up old paradigms so you can free up your mind and body to create profound well-being and a ridiculously happy and successful life. Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Place to Be Free podcast. I'm your host, Martha Blessing, and I'm super excited to share with you today information about the three stages of healing, the three stages that a person goes through when they are moving from physical illness, physical symptoms in their body, to opening up and awakening to the fact that they do actually have control over their body and their healing process, and they're more empowered to step into that. And then the next phase, the place where you integrate all of the different energies within your body, mind, and energy field. And then the third is the embodiment. And so I'm going to talk about each of those and, you know, kind of what they look like, and also give you some insights into what my journey has been through these stages so that you can understand what I'm actually talking about, like real life, what I'm talking about, how we can actually go in and out of these stages, but eventually, if we do the work, we will come to that place of embodiment where we are in such alignment with our God self and frequency and the substance of all of God and creation that we don't manifest illness. And I know that sounds like a big order for a lot of people that might be listening, but it is possible. So let me tell you about those three stages. So the first one is what I call the awakening. And I know that's kind of a catchphrase right now in the spiritual community, but it really truly is a time and place and space in your consciousness, in your awareness, where you are waking up to the possibilities, waking up to this doesn't seem right, this going to the doctor's pill and a bill. I just don't feel like this is what I want to accept. And that phase can last quite some time. There is a lot of misunderstanding and misinformation. You know, when I came through this stage, I've mentioned this several times before in other podcasts and in my videos and my blog posts and my work at marthablessing.com. And it doesn't have to take as long as we think it does. The good news is, like when I came through it, there was no internet in the beginning, right? So there was not all this influx of information and overwhelm. And there were not practitioners and coaches on the metaphoric every street corner, right? So the good news is there's more available. The bad news is there's more available. And it's very hard to be able to sift through a lot of the information that is out there. It's one of the reasons why I do as much free content and free information as I can, because I really, truly, deeply in my heart want to have enough information out there that God's source spirit will lead people to the truth and the ease and the grace that can come from and be within your healing. It doesn't have to be as hard as we make it. And God knows I certainly, you know, I say this from the rearview mirror, right? God knows, you know, in my awake phase, it was 10 years long. So what does that look like? What did that look like? I was pretty much unconscious. I had chronic back pain, debilitating pain, and I pretty much thought I hurt myself while I was working, lifting patients. But what I came to realize was that that pain was a messenger for me. And even though it was excruciating, the fact that it was in my sacral and in my back and in my lumbar area, it was a messenger. And it was to help me wake up to the fact that I had stored a lot of, I won't say a lot of trauma. I had stored some incidences from childhood and trauma and some incest and sexual abuse. Okay. So people say that, you know, kids are resilient. Well, you know what? We are and we aren't. We still bury the emotions of events that we find unable to process when they happen. So that's what that was. And if all I had done and what I did do in the beginning was I went to the doctors, like I did all of the stuff that they told me to do. And I had 3 back surgeries over the course of 10 years and got diagnosed with fibromyalgia. So the awakening was I started doing yoga. My father and I, he had emergency bypass and I had a lot of stress. I was still working as a nurse. And we went to yoga class. And like there were all these little signs kind of being placed in front of me. And eventually, God and substance, you know, sometimes they'll hit us like a brick, right? If they don't, if we don't pay attention, it will get worse. And that's the truth of it, quite honestly. I've seen it over the course of 30 years. So the gift is in the symptom. And I did eventually begin to listen and I did eventually start to take the yoga class. And it led me to a retreat in Lenox, Massachusetts at Kropalo Center to do a yoga weekend. And when I was there, I had an energy healing session. I don't even remember what they call it now. This is way back in the 80s. And it rocked my world. I had never done it before. I didn't know what it was, but something happened that was profound. And I was like, oh my God, like what just happened? And I had to know, right? So that was the awake phase. I was awake. There's something different. There's something more. Signs from your guides, your angels, God, whoever, whatever you want to call it. And that's the awakening. Now I know that there's something more than this, just pill and a bill and going to the doctor. But then I had to start exploring. And that's really what I did over the course of 10 years. And I did so many things. And I ended up knowing and learning and actually becoming a healing touch practitioner because of that experience that I had in the energy healing. So one thing led to the next and the next and the next. And eventually I was in a wheelchair. I couldn't walk. The doctors told me it was going to be permanent. And I had another awakening. I had another epiphany. And I was just like, I don't believe this. I don't believe this has to be true. I don't see that this has to be the way. And I just kept moving forward against all odds, against every single thing that I knew. Now, this is where the faith comes in. And I will talk about that and have talked about that in other podcasts. I will leave a link to some information about really the role of faith and what that is and how to use it, because faith is active. It's not just la, 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 woo, woo. And so it activated in me a true strong faith to believe in what seemed absolutely impossible and what I couldn't believe and what I couldn't see. Like I had faith. The faith is to believe it before you see it, right? And so that's what that did. And I got out of the wheelchair. I defied all of the odds. These are active, tangible practices and processes that anyone can learn, and they are not difficult and they are not painful. Like I'm telling you all this in hindsight, because I went through it and I learned all the lessons. I know how to get people from where they are to where they want to go, because I've done it and I've done it for a lot of clients. So then the next stage is the alignment stage of healing. And the alignment stage And again, we can move in and out of this, but the alignment stage is where you're now awake, you feel energy, you recognize you might be going for holistic healing services, you might be having acupuncture, and you kind of feel something while you're on the table, or you're having healing touch or Reiki or quantum healing or whatever it is, and you notice that there is a difference in your body and your mind, and you start to be more and more aware of energy. So in this alignment phase, the tools and the practices that are necessary and pivotal are, we have mental energy, we have emotional energy, we have spiritual energy, and we have physical energy, right? Body, mind, spirit, soul, heart, these all have different connections and different frequencies and different pathways that they connect to within our body energetically. And the alignment phase is doing the tools that actually teach you how to align these. And where a lot of people get stuck is that they haven't learned how to actually, they get confused and they start doing, you know, all these meditations that kind of take them, out there, outside themselves. And what really needs to happen, like just doing a meditation, quite honestly, I feel is pointless. I mean, it does slow down your megahertz and your brains and you can get calm and it's lovely music and all of those things, but it will not help you align the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, body, mind, soul, and heart energies without understanding that you need to release the core cause. You need to release, usually it's a core wound, right? It's something from mom, dad, childhood, brother, sister, sibling, something in our soul group. And it's a lie and a story and a belief that we've made up. And that's where people get stuck. They cannot get their mind, because the inner critic and the subconscious is constantly sabotaging. They don't know how to get in their body and get their energies aligned. Okay. And so this stage can last a long time. And it did for me, quite honestly. It was still, you know, 10 years in the awakening and the alignment. And I had a woman say to me one time, well, you know, if you're so good at this healing, because by now I've left nursing and I have a holistic practice in a wellness center, and I'm doing this work with people. And somebody said to me, if you're so good at this, why do you get sick? And this is the answer. This is exactly it. We can continue, and this is the archetype of the wounded healer. We continue to be sick because we have not integrated our own energies. We have not released the core wound and brought it up to the light. And it's not hard to do. I know that sounds ridiculous, because when you're in it, it's a struggle. But being, again, in the rearview mirror of it, it's not that hard to do. If you do the work. And so this was the path when I got this rare incurable cancer, right? What a shock. I mean, after everything I went through, and that's actually what happened to me in the alignment phase, was that was where I had cancer. And that in, so instead of it taking 10 years, like I did for the awakening phase, it was 2 months. In 2 months, I had aligned my frequencies and let go of the things that were holding me separate from my God self, my true self, loving myself, accepting myself, being vulnerable, stop trying to fit in everywhere and just do me, right? The authentic self. And so that's why I was able to heal the cancer, because how I got it was a frequency of constricting my energy and my God self and my true self from my life and my path and my purpose of who I came to be, what I came here to do, what I came here to be. And when I opened to that, within 2 months, the cancer was gone. So that's the first two phases, the awakening phase and the alignment phase, and they can last. And you can also go in and out of them. If you don't do the work and stay consistent with it, the tools are simple. You just have to keep, you know, we become what we practice. You have to keep practicing them. You don't just decide that you want to, you know, like when you're a kid, you are practicing walking, you get up and fall down how many times over the course of, but you keep doing it. And same thing with riding a bike. You know, you don't just walk out and hop on and all of a sudden you can ride a bike when you're a little kid. You have to keep practicing. And so to get through this phase and to become in alignment, you have to do the tools and the practices. I don't know any other way around it. And then the third phase is the embodiment phase. And the embodiment phase is when you have successfully and consistently used the tools to balance that body, mind, heart, soul, energies, and frequencies. And then you don't fall back into the old patterns. You don't fall back into the old energetic frequencies. And you are in acceptance of your sovereignty, of your divinity. And the way that I came to this embodiment place was through universal laws, right? Because up until that time, there's so much out there that is misinformation in this alignment phase. And a lot of it is really, quite honestly, I have seen damaging. It's confusing. It keeps people stuck. It keeps people in fear. People don't truly understand metaphysical and occult. And I'm sure I'll piss off a lot of people. If you like crystals and tarot, fine, do it. But that is not helping you get inside yourself and align your energies. It's looking to something outside yourself. And I did it for years. I can say wholeheartedly everything that I'm saying because I did it and I know what it does. And I see the mistakes that people are making when they come to me and they say, I've tried everything. No, you haven't. No, you haven't. Because what you're doing is keeping you stuck. And so that's why the doctors, the therapy, all of these things, they are not helping an individual align these frequencies within themselves to get their mind, their heart, their body, their soul, all on the same frequency in truth, in living in the truth. And I'm not going to lie, it's work. Most people aren't willing to do it. I've worked with coaches, I've worked with mentors, and the people who want to do this level of work, that's what I do in my private one-on-one coaching. And it, you know, it's a commitment. Let me just say that it's a commitment. So those are the three levels: the awakening stage, the alignment stage. And then when you step out of the alignment stage, you are moving into the embodiment. And that's where it gets really exciting and fun. And you're, you know, it doesn't mean that life doesn't have challenges. It doesn't mean that you don't have things that you have to tend to, but you are aware of and living with and in your passion, your purpose, your joy, your celebration. You understand that the purpose of life is to create more life, and you are completely aligned with substance and creation by having used and implemented universal laws. Universal laws work every single time. The reason, you know, they're universal, right? So it's like the sun doesn't decide who it's going to shine on and who not to shine on. Gravity doesn't, you know, work for one person and not the other. They are consistent. There is order. If there was not order, then God would not be able to create what it creates, what substance creates. There's order to creating all of this. And that's what the game changer is when you step into these universal laws in the embodiment phase. You never worry and have fear and doubt ever again because you understand how the laws work. And so you don't have the frequency of fear and worry and doubt and shame and guilt in your body any longer that creates anxiety and pain and illness and fear and the whole list of symptoms that everyone has. That's it in a nutshell, the three stages. If you want to know more, please reach out to me. And I welcome your comments. And I will see you in the next episode of the Place to Be Free podcast. Thanks for listening to the Place to Be Free podcast. And if you liked what you heard and you want to know more, go to marthablessing.com/freestuff.